Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Halftime, Lakewood leading Toms River North 25-20. The winner gets Point Beach in Saturday's Shore Conference Final at Monmouth University. We're joined high atop the Collins Arena by our good friend Scott Stump of All Shore Media, and also you read him at shoresportsnetwork.com, major contributor to our website, and it's been All Shore Conference basketball for the last couple of weeks. First, the speculation of who got in and where, and of course now as we get down to three teams with a chance to win the championship. And Scott, we will have the third All-Ocean County final in history and the first since 1991. That in itself is a headline.
Exactly. I mean, that to me is the big story so far. It's such a maligned area, you know, always gets the rap, oh, that's where the wrestling rules that county. You know, they always take a backseat to Monmouth, but some tremendous teams this year. And not only that, teams that don't look to be going anywhere. Point Beach is a lot of juniors, you know, younger guys, freshmen and sophomores. They could be back again next year. Lakewood's become a really consistent threat under Randy Holmes. You know, Rory Caswell doing a tremendous job at Toms River North. It doesn't look like a fluky thing. It looks like these teams are going to be in the mix pretty regularly.
This is always a great night, the night of the semifinals. The first game between Point Beach and Manasquan, you know, you and I know that often in this business you build something up and rarely does it give you what you built it up to be. While there was some obviously mishaps down the stretch, the game itself, the drama, the emotion of that game delivered everything we had hoped for and more.
Absolutely. They had already played each other once this year with Point Beach winning the first time at Boardwalk, but this was just neck and neck to the point where every possession, this place was so tense. And I thought, you know, you're right, there were a lot of instances, guys dribbling off their foot, some costly turnovers, but Dom Uhl with two very clutch free throws with the Manasquan student section in his face told me after the game, because he's a transfer from Germany and they were giving him the USA chant, he said, I thought it was funny, you know, it just made me concentrate more. So, I mean, the kids were really enjoying the atmosphere, and I thought, you know, Matt Farrell with a tremendous drive in a key spot for the go-ahead bucket. J.R. Hobby with some unbelievably long-range shots, you know, to keep Manasquan in the game. But a great game back and forth, and I just thought Point Beach executed its offense better when it absolutely had to.
And, you know, our nature is not to root for teams, but I had such a soft spot for J.R. Hobby at that game, at the end of the game. I mean, the kid played his heart out. 7 3-pointers, as you said, in an unbelievable first half. And sort of at the stretch, three things in a row go bad for him. Missed shot, great free throw shooter, misses the front end, then a turnover, you know, like couldn't get anything. And at the end of the game, he's lying on the court like, you know, you just had such a soft spot for him.
Yeah, I mean, he left it all on the court. And the thing is, that game's not even close. They're not even in it to be in that spot at the end if it's not for him. And conversely, you got to say, Matt Farrell was switched onto him in the second half defensively, and he's given about 2 or 3 inches at least, but he did a nice job of, you know, he told me after the game he wanted to force J.R. Harvey to put the ball on the floor and drive into the help of Riley Calzanetti and Dom Uhl, and I thought he did a nice job of challenging all of the three-point attempts by Hobby and then forcing him to put it on the floor and go into a thicket of defenders and usually have to give it up.
This game, Lakewood down early, a nice run, took control. They're up 5 at the half. Tyrese Beverett with some great long-range shooting, a quartet of threes in that first half. How do you see the second half here?
Yeah, see, that's a scary thing if you're Toms River North, because really you want Lakewood to shoot from deep. You know, they're most dangerous when they're getting into the lane and kind of playing volleyball on the offensive glass. And I think North's done a fairly decent job of that zone, forcing Lakewood to shoot long-range shots. It's just Beverett's making them all. So Malik Mendez drained a three. I think if you're Toms River North, though, you don't panic. You stick with that game plan and force Lakewood to prove it can keep making those shots for a whole second half. I mean, the big key is keeping Solly Stansberry out of foul trouble, which Toms River North has done a nice job of so far, because if you don't have him patrolling the middle, we've seen he's rejected a couple shots already. Lakewood is going to attack the rim relentlessly if he's not in there. So as long as he stays out of foul trouble and you know, the key, I think North is very good when they get out in transition with Damian Singleton pushing the ball. So I think if you're them, you want to get the ball and go. I know sometimes it can be scary getting into a track meet game with Lakewood, but I think Tom's River North has the personnel to play that game. And we saw Kyle Carrington throw down a dunk on a fast break. He's only 5'10". I mean, they have the guards who can play that kind of game. And if you're Lakewood, I think, again, you want to force Tom's River North to settle for jumpers on your end. Limit them to one shot, and because Stansberry is really tough on the offensive glass with tip-ins and that kind of stuff.
Should Lakewood prevail to the top seed here, you'd have the top two seeds meeting in Saturday's final. They've already played once this year. I believe Yule was hurt for Point Beach.
Correct.
In that game, and obviously we've seen he's a difference maker. Is that a toss-up basketball game?
Absolutely. I mean, I think I would give Point Beach maybe the slight edge in that matchup, but by the slimmest of margins. I think that's truly an either team can win it game. You know, I think, you know, when we went into last year's game, Neptune to me was the favorite, and I would have been surprised if Colts Neck had beaten them in that spot. Whereas in this game, I think it would be truly anybody's game. But I think what makes Point Beach so difficult to stop is all five guys they have on the floor are a threat. They didn't substitute one time in that whole game in a short conference semifinal, which is an intense game, which is amazing. So, and the big reason is Coach Nick Catania said, I like the matchups. I felt if they were going to play us, man, we had a mismatch at least one spot on the floor at all times. But, I think that would be a tremendous game, or Toms River North. I mean, Toms River North, I think because sometimes those A-South teams play the grind-it-out, slow-down style, you didn't really see what they were capable of. But in this last game against Colts Neck, in this game here, I think they've showed you know, when the game's a little more wide open, they're an exciting team.
You can read them at allshoremedia.com and, of course, also at shoresportsnetwork.com. Scott teams up with Matt Manley. Great Shore Conference coverage. We appreciate you stopping by. I know you got an early call tomorrow, so we'll see you Saturday afternoon at Monmouth University.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I'm sure it'll be another packed house over there.
Scott Stump, we'll take a timeout, a one-minute break. We'll come back, get you set for the second half. It is Lakewood 25, Toms River North 20. You're listening to high school basketball, the Shore Conference Tournament on the Shore Sports Network.